These men have found something slithering in this flooded area. Snakes are common in this region of northeast India, but this sighting has created quite a stir and given people here an unwelcome distraction.
The water level has been increasing, and that's making us very anxious. The water in the hand pump is dirty. There's no electricity. Only God knows how we are going to survive this.
Heavy floods in South Asia have killed dozens of people and stranded millions of others. Evacuations are underway in many parts of Assam in India's northeast as thousands flee their submerged homes. Across the border, northeast Bangladesh is seeing one of its worst floods in 20 years. 2 million people have been stranded and blocked roads are making it difficult to distribute aid. Many fields are underwater, raising concerns about food shortages.
We are putting one bed on top of another. That's how we are living. Half of our home is underwater. I don't know what we will do if the water level rises. My poultry is dead. I don't have a boat to go and get food.
The region is prone to heavy rains and flooding and is particularly vulnerable to climate change.
So high heat will always be accompanied by high precipitation, extreme weather event. Again, a clear signature of climate change. So last few weeks, we were talking about 49 degree temperature in Pakistan and northern and western part of India. Now we are talking about extreme rainfall in northeastern part of Bangladesh and India.
Experts warn severe weather events like these could become more common as the planet warms further.
Early and heavier than usual rainfall caused this flooding. As people anxiously wait to start rebuilding their lives, there are concerns about what could happen when monsoon season arrives in the region. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, Nagaon District in northeast India.